other.
好，以赛亚书二十六章一到七节。好，翻到时候我们一起来攻读啊，神的话啊，也可以用任何的语言。
Language of your choice.
啊，预备，请。
In that day, the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they are.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石，他是住高处的，与高层一并败落，将城拆毁、拆平，直到尘埃。要被脚践踏，就是被困苦人的脚和穷乏人的脚践踏。义人的道是正直的，你为正直的人必修平义人的路。好，
我读
到这里。好，当我年轻的时候呢，刚刚踏进社会的时候很单纯。
When I was young and just entering the workforce, I was kind of naive.
那我赚钱的时候，工作赚钱的时候，常常就有朋友来找我，要给我借钱周转。
When I start to have money, friends would borrow money from me and promise.
那他们都会跟我讲说，下礼拜或者说下个月一定还你。但你猜最后有没有还钱给我
？And promise to give it back in a week or a month. Well, can you guess what happened to that money?
你们怎么知道？你是不是跟他串通的
？How do you guys know?
只有两个可能，一个是你跟他串通，或者是你也有这样的经验，是不是
？Do you have same experience?
怎么不理我？到底是有还是没有？还是你跟他们串通的
？OK，
你们都会有相同的经验哈。有一次我去逛商场，然后呢，经过一家精品店哈，这个那店员就一直缠着我要推销他们的产品。
Once I passed by a specialty store in a shopping plaza, a sales rep tried to sell me their product.
那为了要顺利脱身呢，我很机灵的说，啊，我带着这些产品逛街不方便，等一下我再回来买。
I cleverly excused myself by telling them that I will come back later.
好，他终于让我走了，但是请问我后来有没有再回来？
But can you guess if I went back or not?
你们怎么知道你们是店员吗？
Are you the yes?
还是你？如果是你们，你们也不会再回去。
Would you do the same?
你们也不会回去。啊，其实我们常常为自己没有守信用，心里也过意不去。
Actually, I feel sorry that I didn't keep my word.
啊，也许你会安慰我说：“哎呀，说这种白谎没什么了不起啦，对方能够理解。”
To make me feel better, you might say that it's only a white lie, no big deal. People understand.
但有一些情况就不一样了。曾经很严肃的答应对方，但是后来没有啊做到。
But sometimes things may be different.
啊，例如说你跟你的好朋友相约去啊看电影，我们在老地方见啊，而且还强调不见不散。
For example, imagine you and your friend decide to go to a movie together.
结果呢，对方呢把他忘得一干二净，没有出现。
And you both promise that you won't leave the theater without each other.
那你手机这个他的手机关机啊，你怎么联络都联络不上。
However, your friend totally forgets about it and never showed up.
你苦苦等候啊，电影都关门了，电影院都关门了，对方还是仍旧没有出现。请问这时候你要不要离开
？You can't even text him because his cell phone is not turned on. You wait until the theater is closed and your friend is still nowhere to be found. Would you leave at that moment?
你如果离开，那你也是对方虽然失信，可是明明讲不见不散，那你如果离开，那你也失信了，不是吗
？I believe most people would be so upset and leave, but if you do, you are also failing to keep your promise not to leave the theater without your friend, right?
所以下次请不要再跟人家说不见不散这种话了。
So don't make such promise next time.
你说我今天希望我能够呈现哈。
You should say, "I hope I can see you today."
可以说若主愿意哈。
If Lord willing.
那我们今天所处的社会，人们所给的应许常常是不可靠的。
The promises given in our society today are often unreliable.
有些情侣互相给誓言说，就算海枯石烂，我们的感情怎么样，也永不哎呦，你们都常常说是。
Some couples
很熟练啊。
Some couples vow that their feelings would never change.
结果结婚不到一年，怎么样？离婚收场了。
And maybe they vow at their wedding until death do us apart, but end up divorcing after a year.
啊，这个还算好。 你知道在美国总统选举，当然全世界各地，台湾也一样哈，这些政治人物在竞选期间都会一再的给予许多的政治这个支票承诺哈，但是到最后有没有兑现？
Politicians are just as guilty. Promises given during a presidential campaign might not be carried out once they are elected.
我们都太熟悉了哈，这些所谓上梁不正下梁歪哈，所以老百姓也承受了习惯了这种的开空头支票的这种文化的影响。
Stories that we're all too familiar with. If our leaders act like this, it's no wonder that such culture is in our society today.
那造成人与人之间就不再轻易的信任了，因为我们相信世界上根本没有所谓的稳固的应许。
People have lost trust with each other because people believe there are very few promises we can count on in this world.
我们想一想，不是吗？好像是这样。不过圣经告诉我们，神他可以给我们一个稳固的应许，而且是绝对可靠的应许。
However, in the Bible, God gave us a solid promise, and it's dependable and reliable.
刚才我们所读的经文是在以赛亚书，他一开始就说到神对以色列民的指控跟刑罚。
The book of Isaiah starts with God's severe rebuke and judgment of the people of Israel.
那接下来以赛亚书就讲到预言弥赛亚国度，他对列国的审判。
After that, Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah's kingdom and judgment upon other nations.
然后就出现我们刚刚所读的这段安慰人心的磐石之歌。
Then this comforting song about an eternal rock appeared on the scene.
好，这个诗歌呢是预表弥赛亚，也就是基督要来临时所带来的改变。
This song foretold the changes that Christ, the Messiah, would bring about.
当时全国一片灵命低落的光景当中呢，可说是一个精神的鼓舞。
At that time, the nation of Israel was low in morale and spirituality. And
尤其当时百姓是面对内忧外患。
Facing threats inside and outside, panicked and restless.
那内忧是什么？是道德的低落。外患是什么？是邻国的侵略。
Domestically, they are low in morale, and outside they have powerful threats.
那处在这样极其恐慌与不安的环境当中呢，给他们带来了一丝希望。
But this message brought people great hope.
我们想一想，这跟今天的光景不是很相似吗？
Sort of like our country today, don't you think?
然而我们仔细研究这段经文呢，我们发现其中至少有三大应许，而且这个应许呢也非常的宝贵。
If we study this passage, we can see at least three precious promises from God.
尤其它是稳固的，它是不会动摇的，不能改变的。
They are unshakable and unchangeable.
所以我要称为它叫做稳固的应许。
So I call them solid promises.
而且更重要的是这三个稳固的应许呢，在今天同样也要临到我们的身上，也适用在你我的身上。
Best of all, they are applicable to us as well.
好，第一个呢是人得救恩，也就是进入稳固的城堡。
The first promise is man can receive salvation like entering a strong city.
让我们一起来读第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse first and second. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates, and the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith.
这段经文是预言耶稣基督的来临，也就是弥赛亚来之前大概700多年前所发出的预言。
This is a prophecy made 700 years before the Messiah, Jesus, came to the world.
讲到当那日，也就是指基督耶稣基督的来的那日，必有人唱着歌说我们会有这坚固的城，也就是城堡的意思。
In that day points to the coming of Christ Jesus. People will sing this song, we have a strong city or a strong fortress.
那这个坚固的城呢，或是城堡呢，其实是有三方面所组成的。第一个是它的城墙，它的外郭也就是堡垒，然后再一个城门。
The strong city has a wall, a rampart, and a gate.
那神将救恩呢，就定为城堡。也就是说，得到救恩好比是进入一个稳固的、永恒的、有价值与意义的城堡。
And God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. In other words, receiving the salvation is like entering a secure, eternal, valuable, and meaningful city.
其实这城堡对我们而言呢，也就是永恒的、美丽的、稳固的天家。
The city actually is a picture of our beautiful heavenly home.
啊，这个上次跟大家分享过稳固的天家，这就是神应许给我们可以得到的救恩。
And this is the promised salvation from God.
也就是说，人得救恩呢，不只是一个虚空的、遥远的、不能被看见的概念，而是一个具体的、实质的、能够被看见的确据。
Our salvation is not an empty, distant concept. It's a concrete assurance, and this prophecy actually has been fulfilled.
而且，这预言事实上已经得到应验。不单是有人唱这个歌，这个事情得到应验，更重要的是神要赐下救恩的应许，借着耶稣基督已经得到应验了。
Not just singing the song part, of course such song has been sung. More importantly, the promised salvation has been fulfilled through Christ today.
而且直到今天，这个救恩如同坚固的城堡已经临到。已经赏赐给我们，而且是不能被拆毁的。
This strong fortress of salvation has been granted to us, and no one can destroy it.
我们今天能够在这里聚会，在这里敬拜，但是你知不知道全世界有多少地区、多少信徒，他们不能够自由的敬拜神
？Today we can freely assemble and worship here, but there are numerous places in the world where believers cannot enjoy the freedom of worship.
在中国大陆呢，许多地方正在受逼迫。
Churches in China are under persecution as we speak.
多数的家庭教会已经被勒令停止任何聚会活动，信徒也不能够自由的聚集唱诗敬拜。
Most house churches were forced to stop all activities.
那许多教堂特别是在浙江，许多教堂这个十字架都被拆下来。甚至雄伟的教堂也被彻底的拆毁。
Crosses had been taken down from church buildings. Some magnificent church buildings were even demolished and leveled to the ground.
在浙江的温州，有人寄照片给我，他说教堂盖得太显眼了，结果被夷为平地。
The worst cases are in the city of Wenzhou at Zhejiang Province.
那这过程当中，因为信徒他们抗争而受到严重的伤害。甚至有人为此丧失性命。
Some believers were severely injured from resisting or even became martyrs during the process.
所以我们要为他们祷告，甚至如果有机会，我们都要声援他们，支持他们。
We should pray for them and if possible to voice our support for them.
那也相信他们为主所受的苦楚、所流的鲜血、所付出的牺牲奉献都没有白费。
I believe the blood they shed and the sacrifices they made would not be in vain.
那他们的精神也会鼓励我们。
And their spirit will continue to inspire us.
然而，另外一方面，我们要明白一件事情。
On the other hand, we also need to be clear.
因为坚固的城墙并不是指这个教堂建筑物。
That church does not mean building.
因为教堂可以被拆毁，但是我们的信心不会被击垮。
Buildings can be demolished.But a Christian faith won't.
为什么呢？因为真正的教会是被神呼召出来的一群人。
Because real church is made of a group of people who are called by God.
我们得到救恩并不是因为我们通过加入教会而得到的。
Salvation is not obtained by joining the church.
那是天主教的观点。但是我们基督徒相信神为我们预备救恩乃是单单借着耶稣基督的拯救。
That's Catholics' practice. Christians believe that through Jesus alone is our way to salvation.
是耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的路，使我们得以进入他的救恩。
By a new and living way opened for us through Jesus Christ, that we may receive salvation.
正如圣经希伯来书第十章十九到二十节所说的。
As the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Let's read this together. Dear brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. Jesus have opened this new and living way for us. That we may enter this salvation. Exactly, who can receive the salvation?
全世界所有的人吗?
Everyone in the world?
还是幸运被拣选的人?
A few lucky or chosen ones?
还是只有只因信称义的人才能得救呢?
Or the ones justified by faith?
我上次有提到稳固的救恩，所以我就不再重复说明了。
Last week, we explained what is a steadfast salvation, so I won't repeat here.
不过在这一段经文接下来说，守义的义民可以进去。
But here, verse 2 says that the righteous and faithful nation may enter the gates.
也就是这些守义的义民可以得到救恩，所以我们就要明白什么是守义的义民。
So who are the righteous and faithful ones?
守义的义民是不是遵守信用的良民啊？
Is it good citizens that keep their word?
圣经的原文不是这样的，它是指遵守忠实公义的人民，或是国家。That's
not what the Bible says. The Bible says it's those who chose to receive salvation, live a repentant life, obedient to the Lord, and lead a righteous life.
也就是说，有一群人，一大群人，他们是愿意接受救恩，而有生命悔改。 愿意遵守遵行主的吩咐，活出公义的人民。Only
those can enter the eternal home.
他们就得以进入神为他们预备的永恒天家。That
God has prepared for them.
换句话说，得到救恩虽然只是需要以单纯的信心来接受，但是信心没有行动，就不是真信心。
In other words, while we only need simple faith to receive salvation,
那他们有实际的行动，要去活出与悔改生命，悔改的生命来与得救的恩相称。
However, faith without deeds is not real faith. Faith does produce deeds that shows a life worthy of our salvation.
而这活出悔改生命的行动呢，就是指内生命内涵的改变，忠诚于主，遵守主的命令，就可以活出一个。
Deeds such as being repentant, being loyal to the Lord, and being obedient to His commands, such deeds will produce a righteous and holy life.
也就是说，你要遵行主的命令，这样才能够活出，才能够进入永恒的天家，而得到拯救。
Live an obedient life, will then you can enter the Heavenly home.
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们马太福音，不是每个人都可以进天国的，是什么人呢？我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read Matthew's
7.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
因此，不是每一个人都能够得到救恩，除非他们用真实的信心，愿意真正悔改。 并且有行动上生命改变，能够遵主命令的人，他们才能够得到。
The way to the kingdom of heaven is a narrow path. Not only the ones with true repentant faith and lead a different life will receive the promised salvation from God.
这如同走窄路，努力进天国，最终他们才能够得到稳固的救恩。这也才是神给我们的应许与保证。
We need to put in our effort. It's not work, but effort that will lead us to the salvation.
第二个稳固的应许呢，是人可以享平安，也就是可以依靠这永久的磐石。
Second promise is man can enjoy peace when trust the Lord as the eternal rock.
让我们一起来读第三到第四节。
Let's read verse 3 and 4.
请。
You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal.
好，这里告诉我们要坚信依赖神的结果，就是神必保守他们十分平安。
This verse tells us that for those whose thoughts are fixed on God, God will keep them in perfect peace.
我这句话好像很难懂哦，什么叫做坚信依赖？坚信依赖呢，就是持定目的的意思。
The phrase steadfast mind has the meaning of holding on to the purpose.
也就是持定神为他们预备的唯一目的啊，如同他生命的重心。才能够得到这平安。
Their peace comes from having God as the center and focus of their lives.
那什么是十分平安呢？不是九分半，不是八分呢？啊，好像牛肉一样，哈，不同的几分熟哈。这个为什么要十分呢？原来这个是原文哈，是指 salon salon 哈，连续出现两次啊的平安，也就是说这是一个一再的保证，双重平安的意思。
What is perfect peace?In Hebrew, it's shalom, shalom, a doubled guarantee.
为什么这个加倍的平安者强调对他们来说那么样的重要呢？
Why was the emphasis important?
原来当时他们是处在一个动荡不安、政局不稳、人心惶惶、极其恐惧、没有平安的时代。
It's because the nation was in a state of turmoil at that time. People were unsettled and fearful.No political stability and no peace.
在先知以赛亚的一生当中，基本上他经历了好几个南国犹大王的一个王 的王朝，是乌西亚王、约坦王、亚哈斯王、西西家等四任王朝。
Isaiah lived during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
当时在军事上，他们经常是亚述。巴比伦强权入侵的时代。
At that time, Assyria and Babylon were big military threats for Judah.
而这几个王当中呢，有些自认打不过人家，不知道要寻求神、依靠神，结果就联合其他的国家一起来作战。
Among the kings of Judah, some chose to ask Egypt for help, pay great tribute to them, forming an alliance with them without consulting God.
例如他们向埃及进贡。他们付上巨大的酬劳，极重的代价，请求他们来帮忙攻打。那你别以为这只有拥军啊，拥婚的君王才会这样做，那也是因为当时的百姓，他们信心同样低落。
Don't assume only fatuous kings would do such a thing. The people in Isaiah's time had very little faith in God.
所以呢，就不认为说单单依靠神才是他们得胜的根源。
They don't turn to God for help.
于是他就用人的方法来解决问题。
They trusted themselves.
那这跟今天我们的状况好像也非常类似的。
Sounds familiar, isn't it?
当我们生活遭遇困难的时候，我们也总喜欢依靠人，用人的方法来解决，不是吗？
Are we any better in trusting God today?
圣经不是告诉我们说要凡事依靠神，包括大事小事，凡事就是都要依靠神啊，将一切的重担挂虑都卸给他吗？
Scriptures urges us to cast our anxiety on the Lord because he cares for us, and in every situation, big or small, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present our requests to God.
例如在腓立比书四章六节就这样说，我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read this verse.Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
我们都知道凡事都要交托，但是有些人还振振有词的替自己辩护说，我们要先自助而后神助，遇到大事再交给神，小事自己来就好。
Some would argue that God helps those who help themselves first.So I will look to God only for crisis. For small things, I can do them by myself.
结果你会发现这些人人生快结束了，结果到那时候还没有遇过任何大事。
Sadly, now you're almost at the end of your life and you haven't had any crisis yet, thank God.
也就是说他所有的事都可以自己来，不需要神也一样过得去。这不就是撒旦不让我们依靠神的诡计吗？
However, this is Satan's way of taking God out of the picture of our life.
我们看见当年这些百姓，他们不依靠神而依靠人的结果，就是变成整个国家败落，毫无尊严的任人宰割、吞吃、羞辱。
The people of Judah made the same mistake then, which resulted in suffering big losses, and their nation experienced constant humiliation by their neighboring powers.
这就是为什么这段经文要特别强调依靠耶和华的重要。
That's why this verse emphasizes on the importance of continuing and always rely on God.
而且当耶这里依靠耶和华要直到永远。这个直到永远原文呢，又是两个永远，也是永永远远。
Not just trust for a while, but trust forever. Ever means ever.
也就是很久都要依靠神的意思，而不是偶尔需要帮助、遭遇困难的时候、面对逆境的时候才来依靠。
So, we need to always run to God, not only when we face adversaries.
倘若一帆风顺，事情顺利的时候。就不需要依靠神了吗？
Yeah, if everything is smooth, do you not run to God?
其实我们今天也犯同样的错误，就是总是在患难临到的时候、忧伤痛苦的时候，才会来到神的面前，对不对？
Seems that most of us have the same mistake, make the same mistake.
为什么要永远依靠神呢？因为接下来说，因为耶和华才是永久的磐石。而不是临时的帮助，暂时的保佑。
Why can we trust God forever? The second half of this verse tells why.
请注意，永久的磐石前面啊，那个耶和华呢，原文也是出现两个哈、啊，耶和华是讲的亚伟，在中文只翻译一次的。
For the Lord is the rock eternal. The Lord is the eternal rock.
啊，英文有连续出现两次哈、啊，那这是什么意思呢？也是一样的，就是一再肯定、一再保证、重复宣告，神就是永久的磐石，乃是坚定、稳固、永不动摇、不能被挪移的。
He's our forever present help, not only for a while, but forever. Notice the Lord was also repeated again in this verse. The same guarantee is on our Lord here.
事实上，我们不就需要这样坚定、稳固的依靠吗？
The Lord is unshakable, unchanging, and unmovable.
因为除了神这坚固永久的磐石，我们发现这世界上根本没有一样东西是真正坚固永久的磐石。
Don't we all need such steadfast rock? Is there anything in this world comes even close to such guarantee?
你认为是你的年轻貌美吗？但是经验会告诉你，岁月是残忍的。
Is it your youth and appearance?You will find out soon enough time is cruel to your prized possessions.
是你的金钱财富吗？但历史会告诉你，富不过三代。
Is it your wealth? History told us that it will not last for more than three generations.
是知识、学历、才干、能力吗？也都不是。
Is it your education and degrees?
因为一山还有一山高，你早晚都会被淘汰。
No matter how outstanding you are,you will still become obsolete one day.
因为无论你怎么样替你的公司卖命，有一天你还是会被别人所取代的。
No matter how hard you work for your company, you will still be replaced by somebody else one day.
尤其北美有许多特别优秀的华人科学家，他们都亲身经历过大起大落的一生。
Many elite Chinese scientists went through highs and lows in their lives.
因为过去的成就，别人对他的承诺，这些都不是永久的磐石。
Because past achievement or man's promises are not dependable.
都不值得你去依靠。
They are not eternal in any measurement.
其实更残忍是，连我们最亲爱的、最亲密的家人、父母、亲戚朋友、亲情、友谊，所谓这些无价的宝藏，对你来说。他们也不能够给你永远保证的依靠。
Not even our closest family members, relatives, and friendships can last forever. Not to mention any promise from them, isn't it?
你可能有对你爱你的先生或是妻子，他们有一天会离开你，可能回到天家去，他也没有办法继续照顾你。
Your beloved spouse may leave you earlier than and then go home. go to the home in heaven before you.
你可能有伟大的父母，他们愿意为你付上一切的代价，可是他们有一天也会跟你再见的，不能够给你永恒的承诺，不是吗？
You may have great parents, however, they won't last long, last forever either.
所以为什么圣经要说是神是磐石来比喻我们得平安呢？
That's why God used, the Bible uses rock.
圣经讲到神也是磐石，至少有26次之多。
Many scripture authors like to use rock as a metaphor for God and for His protection.
好，例如诗篇十八篇第二节。
For example, Psalm 18:2.
好，让我们一起来共
读。Let's read this. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn.Of my salvation, my stronghold.
啊，这里面有六种比喻：岩石、山寨、磐石、盾牌、角、高台，其实都跟保护、跟依靠有关。
There are six metaphors here: rock, fortress, refuge, shield, horn, and stronghold. They are all related to the protection and reliance.
啊，都是从神来的，随时保守啊，我们是真实的平安。
That's why true peace only comes from God.
那另外，诗篇九十五篇第一节也这样说。
Psalm 95:1 also says, Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout out loud to the rock of our salvation. And Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
So, 在这里讲到说，那拯救我们的磐石是那种脚。让我们陷入泥沙中那种险恶的环境，那种越陷越深的恐惧当中呢？哇！及时经历神在惊险万分当中，及时伸出那拯救的手，把我们从祸坑当中、泥沼当中拉上来，使我们可以立在脚立在磐石上。
What was described here is the rock of our salvation was able to pull me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
使我们的脚步可以稳当，不再陷下去，这就是患难中真实的平安。
And this is the true peace in times of trouble.
其实今天神也要同样将这样的平安也赐给我们。
The same assurance of peace can be ours today.
在新约约翰福音第16:33这样告诉我们。
Jesus said in John 16:33.
让我们一起来共读。
Let's read this verse.
请。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
你想，当我们拥有这样的平安的确据，我们面对今天所充满苦难、仇敌肆虐、是危机四伏、惊险万分的世界，我们还惧怕什么？
When we take ownership of such peace, we can face any challenges from the world.
好，最后一个应许是神要开道路。
The last promise is God will make a way.
也就是我们要行走在正直的义路上。
So we should walk in the straight path.
让我们一起来攻读五到七节。
Let's read verse 5-7, please. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down. The feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor.The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth.
好，接下来的应许是两种不同道路的强烈对比。
The next promise is about two contrast ways of life.
好，那些愿意依靠神啊，信靠悔改、信靠上帝得到救恩的人，好比进入坚固的啊城墙。凡依靠依赖上帝的，就得到神保守平安，如同依靠永久的磐石。
Those who are willing to repent and turn to God, they will receive salvation, protection, and peace from God.
但另外一方面，那些狂傲的、依靠自己的、奢华享福的、不行公义的这些恶人，他们的人生道路截然不同。
While those who choose their own way, trust only in themselves, lead a luxurious and unjust life, will have a different fallout.
因为圣经这样说，那些狂傲、那些敌对神的人。这就是说他们的结局是什么？是败落。
The Bible says that those who are arrogant and hostile to God will end in defeat.
他们所住的高处与高城，就象征今天的这种城堡、豪宅、 也将会被拆毁铲平，成为废墟。
In the high places they dwell, a symbol for a luxury life, will be leveled to the ground and cast down to the dust.
这些富丽堂皇的建筑物都不能够成为我们稳固的依靠。
Because castle and mansion can't bring us any security.
不但他们的风光不在，他们所住的将成为废墟，而且还让那些过去他们所轻看的啊，所被欺压的这些穷人、困苦人、这些弱势者，有一天。他们终于可以抬头，可以扬眉吐气，有得胜的一天了。
One day they will be demolished into ruins, and those who were once vulnerable, poor, despised, and oppressed will have a chance to lift their heads up high.
因为他们可以用他们的脚去践踏那些当年曾经是这个豪宅，但现在成为废墟之地。他们可以在那边践踏。
Trample those ruins and experience the day of victory.
那沦落到这样的地步呢，就是这些狂傲的这些恶人，如果不悔改，就会得到的结局。
Such will be the ending of the wicked who do not repent.
但另外一方面，那些得到救恩与平安，他们的生命改变而能够行公义、好怜悯、与神同行的人，这些人的人生道路就不同了。
On the other hand, those who receive salvation and peace.Their lives can be transformed into a beautiful one that act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Because God cares and keeps them.
并不是说两条道路的差别待遇恶人呢就走这个比较凹凸不平的弯曲小道，那义人呢就有开小灶，就像中国的这高官有特权，你可以走这个第二条平坦的顺利的这个柏油路，不是这样子。
Does that mean God has a differential treatment for the righteous and the wicked? That he creates a crooked path for the wicked? No.
这里是指无形的、不同的这种人生道路。那神是如何来保守、眷顾义人的人生道路呢？
How does God keep and protect a righteous person's path?
圣经这样说，他说接下来这个英文说，你为正直的路必修平义人的路。这句话的原文其实只有四个字。
Next verse says, "You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth." In the original text, there are only four words.
就是正直的道路，正义的修平。
Upright path, righteous level.
这里没有提到主或是正直的主的意思。
The upright one refers to the Lord.
但是这却有义人行走在上面的正直道路。
It's saying that God will prepare a way for the righteous.
是什么意思呢？也就是说，这是一条被修平的公义的道路，也就是说，这是神为那些与他同行公义的人所预备的人生道路。
In other words, God will open a path for the righteous who walk with Him and make it smooth for them to walk on it.
在这条人生道路呢，或许会很难走，但是神必定在后面。为他们开通修平。
Maybe challenging sometimes this path, but God will back them up.
其实这样的应许对我们今天也何其的重要。
This promise is especially important for us today.
因为我们今天所面对的光景，我们常常都会感叹说：“人在江湖，怎么样？身不由己。”
People often say, "I live in a perverse and crooked world. I can only go with the flow."
世界上有许多黑暗、弯曲、乖谬的道路。
Indeed, there's a lot of darkness in this world.
那义人的道路虽然是正直的，但是怎么走起来却感到寸步难行呢？
It's hard to walk a straight path.
你不要以为，都以为说你用赌博、卖毒品、这个搜索贿赂。贪污发大财，你就是偶尔是上帝的祝福为你开道路。说不定这是来自撒旦的。
Don't think if you sell drugs and become rich, that's a blessing from God, not necessarily, maybe from Satan.
你知道这跟随主的道路是不容易的。
Yes, it's a narrow gate, Jesus told us.
因为这是一条窄路，是一条受苦的道路。就如同耶稣当年所走的道路一样。
It's a difficult road that we chose to follow, just as Jesus chose his way.
有时候我们也觉得说，哎呀，实在是走不下去的光景。
Sometimes we feel that the cross we carry is too heavy for us.
有时候我们觉得力不从心，但是我们实在不得不走。
But we just need to carry on.
的确，我们是活在一个撒旦掌权的世界，与人做生意也好，同行竞争也好，或是同事之间的相处也好，你为了坚持你的原则，有时候你会感到你前面的道路崎岖不平啊，寸步难行啊，是不是呢？
Because the world is still under Satan's control momentarily. It's hard to live a godly life and insist on godly principles.
但是这节经文所给我们宝贵的应许是 给我们带来何等的盼望，原来我们真的可以不必与罪恶的世界同流合污，我们可以不必妥协走世界邪恶的道路。
That's why the promise from this verse brings us such joy and peace. We can experience God's grace by walking on the straight path that God prepared for us.
因为你将要经历神为你开一个正直的道路，并引领你勇往直前。
Because God will prepare the way for us.
所以以赛亚书四十五章第二节这样说，我们一起来攻读。
That's why Isaiah book four, chapter 45 verse 2 says,
预备，请。
I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars and iron.
好，你可以继续坚持走你正义的道路，而且不必与世界来妥协。
You see, you can claim this precious solid promise. You don't have to choose the lesser of two evils and compromise our principles in this world.
因为神不但应许要为你开道路，而且他还要带领你同走这条道路，你看是多么的宝贵，多么稳固的应许。
See, God's promise so precious. He not only promised you to open this way for you, but also lead you all the way through it.
我们的结论是不要再期待从人而来的海誓山盟，因为世上根本没有人可以给你的应许是能够真正稳固的。
Our final word is don't expect any promise from God, from people, because none of them is completely guaranteed in this world.
你要相信唯独神的话安定在天，永不改变。
Only God's words are settled in heaven and his faithfulness will never change.
他对我们的承诺也必定实现，因为他的信实永不改变。
God has solid and precious promises for us because he's faithful.
我们可以拥有来自神稳固的应许，知道我们可以得着救恩，可以得享平安，并且可以经历神为我们开道路。
We can experience the reality, that God opened a path for us to receive salvation, strength and help.
神宝贵话语的应许实在是可以成为我们每一天的力量与帮助。
We can experience this and let it become our strength and help every day.
但问题是神，就算神对我们有这么多的宝贵的应许，那你有认真真正的领受并愿意付诸行动吗？
But are you willing to own them and to take actions to respond?
多年前在英国有一位年轻人，他的名字叫 Augustus, Top Lady.
Years ago, a British young man named Augustus Top Lady.
他在十八岁的时候，他就蒙召服事署。
He was called into ministry at the age of 18.
那二十二岁就被安立做圣公会的牧师。
He was ordained as an Anglican pastor at age 22.
可惜他为主辛苦的侍奉积劳成疾，年仅三十八岁就回天家了。
Unfortunately, he overworked for the Lord and died of exhaustion at age 38.
不过他在短暂的生命当中呢，却留下了一个直到今天呐、啊，直到今天还仍然很深远的影响。
However, in his short life, he left a profound influence still to this day.
就是呢，他写了一首被誉为最流行的传统圣诗，也就是我们的圣诗第七十首《永久磐石》。他发表于1776年，也就是说他36岁那一年。
It's one of the most popular traditional hymn, Rock of Ages, published in 1776 when he was 36 years old.
原来他有一次他外出服事，突然间遇到狂风暴雨来临，这时候他跑到一个大石头的洞穴里面去躲雨。
The story behind it was once he traveled out of town to surf and ran into a severe thunderstorm. So he ran into a big cave and hid until the storm was over.
这时候尽管外面的风雨交加，但是他是平安的，在这个大磐石里面就在那里藏着。
The rock protected him from the storm.
于是他想起圣经，在以赛亚书二十六章第四节，那里想到说，你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是我们刚刚所读的是什么？永久的磐石。
So he remembered this verse in the Isaiah 26:4 that we read today. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal.
于是他就赶快拿起这个一张纸条，就把他当时的这感动就写下来，成为脍炙人口伟大的传统圣诗。影响了几个世代。
He was so moved that he wrote down on a piece of paper this beloved traditional hymn right then and there.
这就是这位年轻的 Augustus 他领受到这段经文的宝贵所带出来的实际行动。
This is the response that Augustus brought about from this great verse.
那我们也要想想，我们有什么行动呢？
How about you?
我们能够透过今天这段经文，当然你不一定要写歌让别人唱，你也不一定要像国内温州教会信徒一样为主受逼迫甚至殉道，但是你要抓住神的应许并带出实际的行动。
You don't have to write a hymn or become a martyr like the believers at Wenzhou Church. Nonetheless, I believe that if you capture God's promise and make it reality,
那我相信同样的，你也可以成为许多人的祝福。
You will become a blessing to a lot of people.
让我们最后来回应，来唱这首《永久磐石》。
Let's respond with this song, Rock of Ages.